Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. I'm here with Ruth Porat, Chief Financial Officer of Alphabet. Ruth, nice to see you.
It's great to be with you.
So you're in Detroit today to announce a partnership with Ford as founding members of Michigan Central. What is Michigan Central and what will Google's role be?
So I am right here in an iconic building in Detroit, really excited to be here. What Michigan Central, what we're announcing today with the governor, the mayor of Detroit as well, is a comprehensive program really focused on digital skills and the future of work. When you think about it, Michigan was really at the forefront of the Industrial Revolution, and here the world is going through this digital transformation. And so what we're looking at is a comprehensive program. What Google is doing is bringing first and foremost our digital skills training program, Grow with Google. We're expanding that here in Michigan. Very excited about it. We offer training that leads to certificates in four high-growth job areas in IT support, data analytics, project management, and user experience. And what we've done is we've built out a consortium of more than 150 companies that will accept this certificate for these high-growth jobs. And anybody with no background experience in 3 to 6 months can get this training. Ford is a member of our consortium. So you go through the program, you can get a job at any of these 150-plus companies and welcome others to join the consortium as well. So one is digital skills training. The second here in Michigan Central is we'll be offering hands-on training and mentorship for high school students. Tragically, about 50% of high schools do not offer CS training in school, and yet that's where the jobs of the future are. And so we're providing skills training here at Michigan Central. And then very excited with Ford, this will be the home for a research and focused effort around the future of mobility and where that can go. And Google Cloud is a partner with Ford. We're the exclusive partner for the effort here at Michigan Central and looking at what is the future of mobility.
You mentioned there's a job creation component here, a STEM education element. What is the significance of the program at a moment when we're seeing job openings at near record highs?
So when I think about it, we view this as an opportunity and a responsibility. There are jobs that are exciting, high growth, rewarding jobs. People need to have the skills for those jobs. And in order to have sustainable growth in the economy, we need to have inclusive growth. And so our program is designed really to reach out to everyone to make these jobs available and accessible. One thing we're really proud of at Google is that we are really opening the doors and reaching into a diverse underrepresented communities in the technology sector. So training in Black community, Hispanic, with women, with veterans, and really opening doors to so many people to these exciting jobs of the future.
Ruth, does this partnership with Ford reflect a deeper strategic relationship that might extend to, say, Waymo or other endeavors?
So, as I mentioned, Ford has been a partner with us, a cloud partner of Google's, and we're doing quite a bit of work with them through Google Cloud and through Android Auto as well. And so that was the nexus of a conversation with Bill Ford and Ford Motor Company about what could we see here at Michigan Central, and how can we do something that really does benefit people across Michigan and really sets a model for what is public-private partnership. Excited to have the governor and the mayor of Detroit here with us because it is about public-private partnership. And our view is that the way to have the greatest impact is where you can bring the private sector, the public sector, you can bring together a consortium, as I described with our Grow with Google certificate program, and really amplify the work of any one company. And so that's what we're looking at, is how can we do more here? And yes, with Ford, we're doing quite a bit of work in a number of different areas.
I want to shift gears a little bit and ask you about the business. You announced strong earnings this week. Also, a 20-for-1 stock split, which I've got to ask you about. Take us inside that decision. Explain why now, why 20-for-1? You guys have a bit of an unusual capital structure with a few classes of shares. Talk to us about that, Ruth.
So the thought around a 20-for-1 stock, around a stock split, is that we heard from some shareholders that it would actually make access to shares more accessible. And so as we thought about it, our view was that it made sense to come up with a split that took the stock price into a zone that would be more accessible for more people. And the response has been positive. There's gratitude for those who are looking at it saying, yes, this does make it easier for me, or as I think about my parents or my kids. The math of it is, if would I rather have a dollar or four quarters, you could say it's the same thing. That being said, it does make the shares more accessible to some, and so we decided it was the appropriate thing to do.
Right. One of the big headwinds in the stock market right now is higher interest rates and potential rate hikes. Should investors be worried about that when it comes to owning growth stocks, and in particular, Google?
So I will leave the stock recommendations to those in that field. I would say that, you know, at the end of the day, our job is to focus on a performance and what we can do to create ever better, ever more helpful products. And as I've said, when I was a banker and every day in this role, you know, we do the right thing and we focus on doing the right thing, the stock price will follow. So I will leave it to others to do the prognostication. But at the end of the day, what we're looking at is delivering high-quality products that are ever more helpful, ever more useful, and that drives the types of performance we were able to talk about on our earnings call.
Final question, Ruth. You mentioned Google Cloud. Revenue grew 45% in the last quarter, year over year. You still are behind Amazon and Microsoft as well. Where have you seen success, and what are the impediments to moving this business forward?
So we are continuing to invest aggressively in Google Cloud because we do think that companies are just in the early stages of their transformation, digital transformation, and moving to the cloud. And where we're seeing, you know, really strong success, and you can see it in the numbers, is the partnership with customers across industries focused on their digital transformation. They're leveraging our data analytics, our AI, our ML, our industry-specific solutions. And so what we've been focused on doing is investing in our go-to-market effort and the products that our customers need so that we can continue with them on their journey. And really pleased with the leadership of Thomas Kurian, the momentum in that business. You can see it in the results, and continuing to invest given what we see ahead.
All right, Ruth Porat, CFO of Google, stay warm out there. Thanks so much for joining us.